July 17th, Oswald Chambers. My utmost for his highest. Miracle of belief. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. Paul was a scholar and an orator of the first rank. He is not speaking out of abject humility, saying that he would fail the power of God if, when he preached the gospel, he impressed people with his excellency of speech. Believe in Jesus as a miracle produced only by the efficacy of redemption, not by impressiveness of speech, not by wooing and winning, but by the sheer unaided power of God. The creative power of the redemption comes through the preaching of the gospel, but never because of the personality of the preacher. The real fasting of the preacher is not from food, but rather from eloquence, from impressiveness and exquisite diction, from everything that might hinder the gospel of God being presented. The preacher is there as the representative of God, as though God did beseech you by us. He is there to present the gospel of God. If it is only because of my preaching that people desire to be better, they will never get anywhere near Jesus Christ. Anything that flatters me in my preaching of the gospel will end in making me a traitor to Jesus. I prevent the creative power of his redemption from doing its work. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. That's the end of Oswald's devotional. The central point of this whole message comes back to nearly any form of service. Oswald was speaking specifically of preaching. It relates to every Christian activity or service for God. Whenever we try to share the glory with God and draw attention to ourselves, or hope that we have done a good job and been recognized for it, or seek personal affirmation, it hinders the ministry itself and may even eliminate any possibility of reward in glory for the particular activity. If we receive our glory here, we won't receive it there. But the biggest issue and the most important thing to keep in mind is anything we are doing with the desire for it to have an eternal effect needs to be done with utmost humility, with no self-righteousness or view of self or desire for affirmation commingled with the work. Whatever you do, do humbly, do it as unto the Lord, as though you were playing to an audience of one, seeking only God's approval, not that of any man.